And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Jill Schlesinger of Jill on Money. You can hear her every Monday with us. All right, Jill, Bills and Jets, you ready?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, listen, this has been a tough time to be a New York fan. It's sort of like a good news, bad news. But now I understand this whole anxiety of October. I was just saying that I'm a big New York Liberty fan. And they had a crushing defeat in the first game. And so I said yesterday, it was like an exhausting day. I couldn't even turn the Mets on yesterday. So I'll barely get to the Jets tonight. I'm sure that you guys will trounce us. But, you know, I would just be careful, Buffalo, because this is a team with something to prove. I don't think there is any talent there to necessarily do it on the offensive line. But, okay, just be careful.
Yeah, I don't know. You've got, like, nothing to lose here.
That's true. You already fired
your coach, everything. Like, if we lose this game, it's going to be...
That is true. You know, the stakes are low. But you know what's interesting, though? Even when the stakes are low, we can still blow it. So this is what it is to be a Jets fan.
Well, hey, we've been there. We've been there for sure. Well, you wrote this past week about the Social Security cost of living adjustment that happened. And it's going to be a little bit less than what we've seen the past couple of years for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good thing, actually, gang, because the cost of living adjustment, which is set every year. So basically during the 3 months, July, August, and September, the government will say, okay, what was the average inflation rate during that third quarter? And compare it to a year ago. And that's what's used as the basis for what's going to happen in the subsequent year. So we look back, we now apply it forward. So when you look back, the inflation rate has come down, which is good news. We like good news, right? And the inflation adjustment, that means it will be 2.5% next year. This affects so many people, almost 68 million people. And, you know, I think some people are like, 2.5%, that's lousy. But the inflation rate right now is running at 2.4%. Some years, the seniors or the Social Security recipients do better because of the adjustment. Sometimes we do worse because, you remember, we're looking back to project forward. So obviously, if you're in a year where inflation is accelerating, is going faster than whatever raise you just got, that's a bad year. But if it's the other way, which is what I think we're going to be, it is probably going to mean you have a little extra money. Thank goodness.
Or people who are using Social Security. I mean, it's good news that the inflation rate is down, but the accumulated inflation of the last few years, has it been easy for people to keep up with because of some of these adjustments and increases? Or is this something that really requires an adjustment on everybody's end on, like, okay, how are we going to deal with what happened a few years ago and how it's still impacting our bottom line?
Well, I think what you bring up is a fabulous point because, you know, prices are still higher than they were 5 years ago, and they're rising faster than they were, let's say, if we look at the last 5 years, and then you compare it to the 5 years before, yes, inflation ticked up and prices are higher. But, you know, what happens is that sometimes you kind of get lucky. Let's say in 2023, okay, cost of living adjustment for Social Security was 8.7%, but the inflation rate was much lower than that. So the difference of the amount you get versus the inflation rate helps you absorb those higher prices. Now, what I also want to be clear about is that Social Security was not intended to cover 100% of your retirement needs. It was supposed to, as it's, you know, it's conceived, about 40%. But what we know is that a lot of Americans are relying so much on Social Security that it is a high pressure situation for them. You know, if you look at individual retirees, the average Social Security check this year, $1,927 a month. That is not going very far, gang. It is not. And I understand that. So on average, those folks are going to get an extra $49 every month next year. Again, like, oh, thanks, Jill. I'm still making it about $2,000 a month. That doesn't cover a lot. But it was not intended to be the be-all and end-all. And what the thought was that people would have pensions, which they don't have so much anymore, as we know. They'd have savings and they'd have Social Security. And that would help you retire. So if you're looking at this and you're thinking about retirement, one big takeaway to me is the longer you wait to claim, the better off you'll be. If you wait till your full retirement age, which is usually around 66, 67 right now, you'll get a bigger Social Security check. And then when you get that cost of living adjustment, a larger amount is being adjusted higher, which is great. But so many people, they get blown out of their jobs. They're 61 years old. They claim immediately when they can, like at age 62, and they get a permanently lower benefit. So the longer you can wait, the better off you can be. Again, you can claim as early as 62, but if you do that, you're going to get a permanently lower benefit for the rest of your life. And it could impact a non-working spouse who's relying on your records. So go to the Social Security Administration. The website's actually very good right now. It will show you all the different choices that are in front of you.
Did it used to be where you would say, you know, if you've been saving money for retirement, that you might go to somebody and they say, all right, you know, with Social Security, this, and you might not have to touch a lot of your money until maybe further down the line or something like that, where now maybe you're saving for the first 5 years of retirement so that you don't have to touch Social Security?
That is, yeah, it's a great point. A lot of people that I talk to on my podcast, on my radio show, they'll call in and they'll say, well, I can't, well, what do I do? I have money in my 401k, but, you know, oh, I don't want to touch that. And we very often, you know, again, depending on the person, my advice is often, hey, use that money in your 401k, dribble the money out between age 62 and 67 for those 5 years. Pay the tax that's due. It's not a problem. You're going to have to pay the tax one way or the other because that money is not been taxed yet for a lot of people. Use that money and wait to claim your Social Security benefits. So it's a higher benefit. And again, if anyone wants to like play with the numbers with me on the show, just go to JillOnMoney.com or send an email, ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. We answer these kinds of questions every single day.
Great stuff. Hey, Jill, thanks. And I would wish you good luck tonight, but nope.
Wish good luck to everyone. I hope it's not embarrassing for us. That's all I can hope for. Go Bills. Forget it.
Yeah.
When are you going to get me my own jersey?
I love it. Hey, and you ask for it, I'm sure we can arrange something.
I want some mustard and I want the jersey. Don't forget, I love that mustard.
We can do it. Clip this and send it to the bosses.
Bring
I'm sure
it.
They're paying attention.